We are learning Maseches Gittin, Daf Nun Dalem and Aleph, and we are beginning 12 lines from the top Daf Nun Dalem and Aleph. One of the things we learned on Daf Gimel Beis is that the Frira Meir, he says that if someone is mazik, a hezek shein nicker, echot shoygig vecha mezit chayiv. Divrei Meir, not like our Mishnah, what's the reason? So he said that really hezek shein nicker loish vehezek, not like chizk, not like arvechna. So really, even a mezit is only a knas. But Rameir is koines shoygig otu mezid. What's pshat? By the Rabbanon, the Gemara says, he makes a knas, shoygig otu mezid. The Rabbanon needs chizuk, and therefore even shoygig makes there otu mezid. Mashaykh by Madaraisa, he also says, by Bishol, by Shabbos, he also says, no gzeira shoygig otu mezid, only by the Rabbanon. We have a kash now on that. Zog to Gemara, Toshima, ocho truma tameya, shalim chulum tayrim. Now the halacha is, pasuk of the Torah, someone who eats truma b'shoygig, the halacha is v'yosav chamish yisraelah. First, if you give a chaimish, you also give a principle back. What does it mean? What's the principle? When nosin la'koyin is akoydish. Now, how do you give back koydish? You're a regular czar. You're a regular non-koyin. Teretz is pshat is you give them peiris, and that peiris turns into truma. So it means if a czar eats truma by mistake, he has to pay back the principle plus a chaimish. The principle has to be, and the principle and the chaimish have to be made out of regular peiris, regular chulin, and that turns into kaidish. The principle turns into truma. So ochal truma temeya. Let's say you didn't eat truma tayri, eat truma temeya. Zok the brisa that meshalim chulin tayrim. You pay chulin tayrim, even though you ate truma temeya, but you pay chulin tayrim. Shilam chulin temeim. If you paid chulin temeim, what's that halacha? Mahu ama sumchas shera meir. B'shoigeg tashlumav tashlumim. B'shoigeg, it's a good tashlumim. It works. B'meizid ain't tashlumim tashlumim. B'meizid, it does not work. You have to repay it. B'chomayrim echot zeh v'echot zeh tashlumim tashlumim. They both are chal, which means it turns into truma. But v'chomayrim shalom chulum tayrim. You pay again chulum tayrim. Now before we get to the kasha, we have to try to explain this braisa. V'abinabo. We have a kasha on this braisa. B'meizid, am I ain't tashlumim tashlumim? Why taka is not tashlumim? Remember, he ate truma temeya. So why can't he give back chulim tameyim? He'll turn into truma tameyim? So that's what he paid. And even better, the Gemara says like this, Amayin tashlumim tashlumim, tavlav bracha, ta'ochom in a midlay chaz le'meh tamasai. He ate something that the koyin couldn't eat at all. Truma tameyim is also to eat. V'kamasham le'midlay chaz le'meh tamasai. He's paying back chulim tameyim, which at least he's allowed to eat meh tamasai, even if he's a parush and he eats only chulim b'tahira, but he can eat meh tamasai. So forget it, he did something better. He gave you something back better. I can ask me the obvious question, which Rashi asks, that we said, when you give the koyin, the chulin, it turns into truma. So here he gave him chulin to meyim, it turned to truma to meyim. He can't eat it either. So Rashi says, he didn't know that part. He didn't know that it turns into truma. He's not shavig lamdin, that's what Rashi learns. And the way the Ritva learns is that Lamai said, I paid you back something that's better than what I ate. Okay, you're right, the Torah turns it into truma. But still, out of my payment, I paid you a better payment. That's the Ritva learns the kasha. But either way, the kasha is, I definitely paid back what I ate, and I even did better. Because I gave you something that is even edible, b'shas tumasai, and v'akar, truma tumei is not. So it can't be, this whole halacha doesn't start. What's p'shat in this halacha? And some Rishonim learn, it's even a kasha on the first line of the Brisa. The Brisa says, oh, Achal truma tameya, mishalim chulim tahirim. Even that, why do you have to do that? What?
How do you do in mishalim dechaz lemeit tamasai?
I can't hear you. What?
How do you read in the
It means that the thing I gave you is chaz lemeit tamasai. It's chulim tameyim. Chulim tameyim allowed to eat.
Yeah, well, it turns into
chulim. Right. So Rashi learns, you didn't. Rashi learns that the vart is that I didn't know that. I feel my payment, I paid that. So Rashi learns. The Ritva learns that when I paid it, everyone can eat it. Until it reaches the kohen, let's say it takes like 10 minutes to get there. The whole 10 minutes that I paid, it 100% can be eaten. Once it gets to the kohen, it turns into truma. What I pay, lemaisa, is something chazi, lama tamasa.
It only turns into
truma. Well, you give it to the kohen. Yeah, it gets to the kohen. And besides, my payment, what came out of my pocket was something that's better. So therefore, and I was speaking for Ritva, that the ratio of the Brais and Mishvah, it says, Ochel truma tamei mashal, even the chathilot, the Gemara's cash is, that you should be able to pay chulin tamei. Even the chathilot. So Gemara says, you're right. We're still explaining the Brayis in order to get to the Akasha. Something missing. The halach is, if you eat truma tamei, you can pay back anything, any chulin, even chulin tamei. Taka could. If you ate truma tahira, mashalim chulin tahirim. Then you should pay chulin tahirim. Shilem chulin tamei. So the halach is, you pay chulin tamei, and really, midaraisa yaitza. And the reason is because, like Rashi explains, we pass when you pay back truma, you don't pay lefi domim, you pay lefi mida. I pay for what I ate. I have to pay back the amount of payers I ate. I pay that back. That's how I pay back. Yeah, I paid it back. It's grada tamei. Betz medraisa, even ochlu chulim truma tahira, you pay chulim tamei. It works. But there's a knas here. So now, sumchas oimem shiramei, b'shoigi, if you didn't realize it was tamei, then tashlumim tashlumim, it's good. You don't have to repay. B'meizid, ain't tashlumim tashlumim. B'meizid, it's not a good tashlumim. Avada, it belongs to the kayin and it becomes truma, but I have to repay again. V'chacham moimrim, echad zeh tashlumav tashlumim. Chacham say that both are tashlumim. V'choizil mashalam chulim tamei. Rabbi Barnhold is a knas by both Shoigig and Mezid. It's a good tashlumen, but you have to repay it. So what do you see from here? Rameyer holds there's no knas Shoigig to Mezid. And Chom hold is knas. Chom Rav Acha, Breid Rav Ika, Hachab knas Shoigig to Mezid. That's the Machlaikis. The Rameyer, I'll read this parenthesis. Rameyer saw about Loi Kansu Shoigig to Mezid. But Chom Rav Kansu. So the kasha is, now we finally got the crash of Rameyer. We said, Fira Rameyer, by the Rabbonons, there is no knas shoyig to meiz. There is a knas shoyig to meiz. Like we find that he makes a knas by hezeshen nicker. Here it's a derabbanon. Here it's when you pay back chulim to meiv. Even when you ate truma tahira, midaraisa, it's a good payment. The whole thing is a knas, and we see that by shoyig you don't make a knas. L'chayr Rameyer holds by derabbanon, you make a knas. So it's a stira to Rameyer. So Gemara answers: Hachi ashta hosam gavro shlumim kamachaven. Anan nekev liknasei. But the Gemara's tarot says that's chaluk from the story of Hezhei Nikar. Hezhei Nikar is someone who's going to mazik someone's items. He's no business playing around with your stuff. And even if he does a b'shegig, what are you doing taking someone else's tvuan and touching it? Now you made a tamei, it's a mistake. Gvaldik. But you know, what are you doing? Here, this guy is a postulate that made a mistake. He wants to pay back. He wants to do tshuva and pay back. And he paid back. It's a chap, it's tamei. There's a reason to make knastia. There's no reason to make a knas there. It says, Bishlam before, there is a reason, because he's in the wrong place at the wrong time at least. That's why there's a knas. Mashenkin here, there's nothing. He's not doing anything wrong. He's possibly trying to do tshuva, and what do you want to make? A knas to him? It doesn't make sense. That's the Gemara's territory. Ramei holds here, it does not make sense. The knas, Mashenkin before. Toshima. And that's another two similar questions, Astiris and Ramei. Toshima. Dam shenitma. The halacha is that a carbon that's tamei is works with the evidence hortza. What's the reason? Because the tzitz is meratza. That's what tzitz is for. That if someone brings, the kohen brings, let's say, zorik, dam, that's tamei, or he brings something, he eats the basa, that's tamei, and you need it for kapara, it's a kapara. Why? Because the tzitz is meratza. So dam, shenitma, vizorku b'shoigeg, hortza. V'mezid loy hortza. You have dam that was tamei, and then the kohen spritzed it by mistake, he forgot that it was tamei. So loch is hortza, the carbon's good. V'mezid loy hortza. But Mezid is Lohorto, because it's a knas. So what do you see? So you see, it's a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is Rameyer. Rameyer is not, does not make knas, so you got to Mezid. Omlach Rameyer, Hoch Yashto. Huh?
Is it Durabanon?
It's Durabanon, only Durabanon here, because the rice is Tzitz Horza. But it's Tzitz is Meratza, and that's why it works, Bim Shoigig. But Mezid was made a knas. Why are you doing the purpose? Take the Dam to Nitzvah. Shouldn't do that. So, how you see by the Rabbanon, you do not make a knas. Rameyah before, how about you want to make a knas? Rameyah is similar to Tarasik before. Hachiyashta, Hosam Gavra le Kapura Kamachavin. Anom Nekim Niknasi. There, the guy's trying to make the Kayin, is trying to be a Kapari. He forgot that it's Tameh. So, there again, he's not in the wrong place at the wrong time. He's in the place of Mikdosh, takes Dame, he forgot. He possibly forgot. So, there's no knas. Basha ain't came by Metameh, Medame, Manasseh. He's taking someone else's property and doing something with it. And he lands up making a Tameh. There already is a reason for a knas. Toshima Hamaiser b'Shabbos. We know that midaraisa you're allowed to take off maaser on Shabbos. Midaraisa you're allowed to be toil kalim on Shabbos. That's the next thing. Let's say something that's tamei. But midarabanon they look at it as a tikkun. It looks like a tikkun. Look, I'm fixing something. Therefore, b'Shabbos midarabanon it's also. So it says like this in this. It says like this in this Mishnah Masechtos Trumos actually. Hamaiser b'Shabbos. If someone takes off maaser on Shabbos, so what's the halacha? B'shoigig yoichel. B'shoigig you can eat the tvua. No problem. It works. The maaser works. B'meizid me'e knas. Lo yoichel. Again, it's a stam mishnah. And the kasha is, the chayfira meyer, here's the rabban digadin, the holding maaser. And we see we don't make knas shoigig the maaser. And for the gemara, hachi ashto, hachom gavro skuni kamachavni. He's trying to fix up. He's trying to fix up the Paris. He's trying to do a good thing. And I'm like him. Like I said, trying to make Knesset him. Again, it's the Chalik to Mephor, but before, where he's in the wrong place, there's a Tain. Here's not a Tain. Toshima, again, the same type of Raya. Toshima. It says also in Mesechus Chumas, Hamatvil Kalim B'Shabbos. Someone who's Toivil Kalim, can't come to me. You know, I'll be Toivil Kalim on Shabbos because it's a Tikkun. Mendar Barak Nalado. Meshagi is Tamish, man. Meshagi can use it. If you did a mezid, lo yishdamish bem. Again, here's a midrabban and digadin, and we don't make kenash agat the mezid. Hachiyash also garvel to rimani kamachav. He's trying to mataris kalim, and now lekem. Like we say, we should make a kenas of him. That's not a reason to make a kenas. So that's Rameh. So now we're going to go to that's a kash and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda held by the rabbanons, you don't make a kenas, and that's why he's like our old mishnah by hezek shein nikker, which is lois vehezek. Only be mezid make him pay, not by v'shoyke. And we, on the other hand, we have by Vashal Vashabis that he is kindness because he holds by the rice is made. Knas Rabban is not Knas. The opposite Rabban. And we have a Kash now, Steer Rabbi Yehuda. But Rami the Rabbi Yehuda are the Rabbi Yehuda with the Rabbanans. By the Rabbanans. Netanya learned in a Braisa. Nofluv Nispatsu. Now, the halacha is, mid the Araisa, when you have something gets mixed up with something else, it's Batul Chad Betray. One and two. Mid the Rabbanan, there's a din that if something's a Dava Choshuv, it's not Batul Ful Be'elef. One of the things that are chashuv, I call a goyze prach. It's a goyze in a place called prach. And that's what this tesefta is discussing. It's also a stickle mishnah in Arla, but the tesefta, we're talking about this case. Noflu v'nispatsu. It fell into this goyze prach, fell into other nuts, and then v'nispatsu got crushed up. Now these halachas, that this thing is not bottle, is only if it's whole. If it's cracked up into pieces, it loses its chashivas already. Once it's crushed up, there's no chashivas anymore. And let's say it's Arla, it's bottle 1 and 200. Okay? So here, Noflu, it fell in. Now when it falls in, it's not bottle. But then the spatsu got crushed up. Some had a grinder turned on and crushed it up. So Echad Shoygig v'Echad Meizu Lo Yalu, the Rameh. Rameh says, the Rameh of Rabbi Yehuda. Rameh and Yehuda both hold that Lo Yalu. Echad Shoygig v'Echad Meizu Lo Yalu, the Rameh of Rabbi Yehuda. Rameh is very good smack. Here's the Rabban and Digadin. Remember, the Raisa Chabachay bottle. So here, when there are bonon, it's not bottle. And this guy went ahead and vatal echatchila. He went ahead and vatal echatchila, smashed it up. So echat shoygev echat mezid, Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda both say, it lo yalu, it's a knas. The problem is Rabbi Yehuda, all the bonon is going to make a knas. That's the main kasha. Rabbi Yisrael of Shimon, I remember, shoygev yalu, b'mezid lo yalu, b'shoygev yalu, b'mezid made a knas. V'hochad, when the rice is arbitrary bottle, when the rice is really one and two is bottle, v'rabbonon du gozer, v'kakonis, rabbonon made a gzera, v'kakonis, v'rabbonon du gozer, v'rabbonon gzera, v'kakonis, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda makes a knas. You see, even by the rabbonon, to make a knas, show you got to make it, and fit the gemara, hosam hainu taima, to Rabbi Yehuda, which is no osi la rume. A new reason, he says there, we're scared, he's going to go smash it up, and say, oh, I didn't realize. And you have no way to prove it if it's mezid or shaygig. So therefore, there's a knas shaygig at the mezid. So what? So Mordechai is asking every single case like that. Every shaygig at the mezid, we do the same thing. You say, oh, I'm not shaygig at the mezid. That's the whole reason why I'm getting shaygig at the mezid. So Rav Shif asked the kasha. Rav Shif says very few words, but he means to answer lechayr like this. Rav Shif means the answer is that every other time you could tell him clearly, you know, you're not allowed to do that, and he goes ahead and do it. You know, he's mezid. He's not a shaygig. You can't claim he's a shaygig. Here, when you're mixing something, even when you tell me now I'll do it, and he goes ahead and mixes it, he says, you know what? I'm mixing because I want it to taste good. Oh, it broke? Oh, yeah, it broke. He can make him believe it's shaking. Even after you tell him it's amazing, you never could prove it. Because you always can say, the reason why I'm mixing it in now is because I saw that the chocolate was rising to the top, and I wanted to mix it better. So there's much more chance arumi. Every other case, you tell someone, you know, there's a sheretz in your hand. If you touch that, it becomes tame. And then he does it. He's shaking. You had a sheretz in your hand. What are you doing? Here, there's a way to, there's a much easier way to make haroma because there's other reasons to mix something. There's other reasons to mix it, they have come as a room. That's what Ram Shif answers. There's very few words of Ram Shif, but that's what Lachar is coming to answer. He's definitely coming to answer his question. That's Lachar what he means to answer that there's more chance, there's more opportunity to make haroma when it comes to this thing. That's why he made Xayra there. He says, I was mischaven. I'm reading you from the Ram Shif. He's saying there are chances there that you can see it. You can see the kavanah. Here you can't see the kavanah. I think it's the way that I explained it. But I in the Ram Shif. Let's get to the Mishnah. For Rambi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, we just learned from Rabbi Yossi in this Tosefta about breaking up a guy's prach. It's what Rabbi Yossi say. He says, no, the Shaygi is Chalot Amazin. Here it's by the Rabbanon. He says, Divin the Shaygi Amazin. Even though there's the Osla Rume here, no Gzeir Vashaygi. So I'm asking you a kasha. Tell me to the Mishnah. Natiyah Sha'arla Vashal Klai Kem Sha'arvu Natiyah Sacheris. You have a bunch of saplings. They're still attached together. They're growing. And you forgot which one was the Arla one and which one was Klai Kerem. The other ones were all non-Arla, non-Klai Kerem. They were fine. But certain saplings was Arla and Klai Kerem. We got all mixed up. Harezi lo yilake. There's no bittel. When something's mechuber, the halacha is, there is no bittel. Like Rashi says, chosman shivim kaima mechuber, chashiva v'lay bottle. It's chashiv, it's not bottle. Even if you have 2,000 to 3,000, you know, it makes no difference. It's not bottle. Once mechuber, it's not bottle. So that's the halacha. You can't be malaket because you don't know which one's which. You can't. But if you harvested the payrois, yal bechem asayim, it's bottle 1 in 200, because arla is bottle 1 in 200. Uvatzo yiskavim lake. It should not be miskavim to malaket. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, af miskavim lelaket, yalu bechem asayim. Even if you miskavim to do it, it's bottle 1 in 200. So here the cash is on the mezid part. We said before that mezid there's a gzeira because there's an iser, because mevatel lechatchila, there's a kavanas bittel, and therefore it's not a bittel. Here you see, even by mezid, it's bottle. So it's a shtickle steer over here. Before he said mezid, as emevatel lechatchila, make a knas. Emevatel means you cannot mevatel something lechatchila. So here, echanami, when it's talosh, it's talk a bottle, but you're not allowed to do that. You might have had a purpose to do that. So it said before that if you do something on purpose, you break up the gezi prach, make it not chosh anymore, it's not a bottle. Here it's mashma, it is bottle, even miskaven. And for the Gemara, it my law, my Rava, Chazok, and Adam Oisa is Karmatia Achas. Chinki also Rav, and Arvich, Karmatia Achas. The Gemara's Teretz says that here, it's not Shchiach. Because what happened over here? You had 3,000 saplings, and one or two of them was Arla and Klai Karim. That's very not regular. Because why would you do that and ask up the entire field like that? So since the whole thing is a Milsa Deloy Shchicha, they did not make a Isser on that. Like Rashi says, "En lecha adam leiteya va'usa karmis filin tia achas." The kivim l'shicha is a Rashi. Since Rashi le achmor rabbanon, I'm gonna feel it's isa behat l'shicha. But a falling in, a goes to prach falling with all the nuts could happen. It's much more common. Here to plant something you do, like it makes you're doing something, you're planting something. That you know, ask up all your stuff. That doesn't happen usually. And since it's a milsa l'shicha, they did not make a knas even by mezid.
It is us,
yeah. It is us. No, it is us because that's not a bittel. Lach is mechuber, not bittel. It's too chashuv to become bottle. Yeah. Yeah. You're allowed to harvest it. You're not really allowed to harvest it. You're also to harvest it. But if you did it, they're not making knas on you. It's also to harvest it. But it's evat l'chila. But here they didn't make the gzeira evat l'chila. Since it's a shiur case, they didn't make the gzeira evat l'chila.